This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With world leaders attending the United Nations General Assembly this week, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is stepping up his efforts to save the Ukrainian Green Deal and bring Russia back into the agreement. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The United Nations General Assembly is the venue for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's latest bid to save the Ukrainian grain export deal after Russia's withdrawal from it. Erdogan, who has close ties with Russia's Vladimir Putin, brokered the grain deal last year with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Erdogan met with Putin earlier this month and said he would present proposals at the UN to revive the deal. The Turkish leader has voiced sympathy for Moscow's call for the easing of sanctions to allow the Russian export of grain. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Canada is expelling a diplomat from India as it investigates India's possible link to the death of a Sikh activist. APZ Donahue.
Canadian citizen Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot and killed in June outside a Sikh cultural center in British Columbia. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says credible allegations are being pursued of a potential link between the killing and the Indian government. The head of Indian intelligence in Canada has been expelled. Trudeau spoke to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the G20 summit last week.
Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
Audio from CTV. Nijjar was a strong supporter of a movement pushing for an independent Sikh homeland. The movement is banned in India. I'm Ed Donahue.
Leaders of a world fractured by war, climate change, and persisting inequality gather under one roof to hear the UN chief summon them to take united action on humanity's huge challenges. This is VOA News. A week after the flood that swept the center of the Libyan city of Aderna into the sea, families are still coping with the unbearable losses of their dead. Details from Reuters correspondent Edward Barron.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Assembly.
It's very important that all our words, all our messages will be by our partners.
And then Wednesday, before the UN Security Council, he was asked if he'll stay in the room or walk out when a Russian diplomat speaks.
Still, there is a place for Russian terrorists. It's a question, not to me, I think it's a question to all the members of the United Nations.
Russia continues to claim its invasion of Ukraine is justified. Zelensky visited a hospital in Staten Island, New York, bestowing medals upon Ukrainian fighters who are receiving treatment there. Thursday, he'll be in Washington. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The European Union executive has temporarily suspended funding for the World Food Program in Somalia, according to two senior EU officials, after a UN investigation found widespread theft and misuse of aid meant to avert famine. The European Commission gave more than $7 million in aid to the WFP's operation in Somalia last year, a fraction of the donations of more than $1 billion it received. That's according to UN data. EU member states gave much more money on a bilateral basis. It was not immediately clear whether any would also suspend aid. The Biden administration is pressing ahead with a concerted effort to strike a deal in the Middle East that includes normalization of relations between Israel and Saudi Arabia, calculating that the U.S. could reap big rewards if it can overcome steep obstacles. President Joe Biden's aides have made his diplomatic push a foreign policy priority. This is despite varying degrees of skepticism by experts on whether the timing, conditions, and current regional leadership are right for a mega deal that could reshape the geopolitics of the Middle East. Recapping one of our top stories, leaders of the world fractured by war, climate change, and persisting inequality are gathering under one roof to hear the UN chief summon them to take united action on humanity's huge challenges and start delivering their own assessments on the most global of stages. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said before Tuesday's annual gathering of presidents and premiers, ministers and monarchs at the General Assembly that people are looking to their leaders for a way out of this mess. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.